You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.
Amber, I love a good social media campaign to bring back something from the past that a company's just stopped making.
Okay.
Good social media campaign can go really well. Some of them are ridiculous. Share all you like. That little girl isn't getting a kidney. That's not how the world works.
That's very accurate.
But Alan's Lollies, you can campaign towards because they can just say, you know what? People want it. We can make it.
Dust off the recipe book.
That's right. Well, so you know the party mix bag where, you know, you get all sorts. You get the teeth and some bananas and racing cars and things.
Yep.
There's been a social media campaign where basically some of the ones in there get their own bag, like the bananas, for example, or the teeth, or I don't even know what else. Mm. Someone decided they wanted an underrated lolly, which is a nice one. I don't know if I need a whole bag of them. It's the peaches and cream.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's got your support.
Yeah, the bananas can go
away. No, they're delicious.
The teeth also go away.
They're delicious.
The peaches and cream.
The teeth you've got to have so you can pretend to be Daniel Johns from Silverchair.
I've done that very, very recently, but they're not like the tastiest in the bag, you know?
No, that's fair, but they're the funnest.
Oh, well.
So, a big fan of the peaches and cream took to the social medias and begged Alan's to give them their own bag. Mm-hmm. She's only getting three in a bag of party mix.
Oh, that's a damn shame.
I need more.
If there's three or four of you sharing a bag, I'd be the guy that would, like, scout them out first and, like, oh, better get all the peaches.
You wouldn't share any of them, man, but you're not fooling anybody. So what Alan's did is they said, all right, Facebook, which of these deserves their own bag? They went to the peaches and cream.
Mm-hmm.
They also gave the option of the humble racing car. I like the racing cars.
Don't they already come in a bag?
I thought so too. Maybe they don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the black cat. Who were they fooling with that one? How is the black cat even still alive? I mean, out of everything that gets shut down because it's rubbish, or even half rubbish, the black cat still survives?
That's like licorice, right?
I don't even think so. I think it's just horribleness.
Yeah.
It's just like the tar that's left over from all the other lollies in the machine and stuff it into a cat shape.
13, 12, 16, if you really like the black cat.
I'd love to hear if anyone loves a black cat. Is there someone out there? Because
I highly doubt it.
I think they're the worst lollies that are in mass production now that I think about it. They are just awful. Have you ever met someone who likes them?
No. So did they get the peaches and cream? What was the...
I think the voting is still on at the moment.
So we can vote.
You still can vote, I believe. I read, you know, the headline of this article and looked at a picture. but yeah, do you like black cats? 13, 12, 16. Love to hear from you.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Okay, so Sofia Vergara.
Yes.
Sofia Vergara.
From Modern Family.
Yeah, is embarking on a $15 million lawsuit.
Okay.
It all started with Instagram, okay?
Okay, unless...
It's not against Instagram. She's the highest paid actress on TV, right? So Sophia could have another $15 million in the bank account.
I'd say she... I don't know why she's suing yet, but I still believe her to be reaching for the stars a little bit, and I'll be surprised if she gets a payout.
I mean, that's a lot of money, right?
Why is she suing?
It all started after she's suing beauty company Venus Concept for $15 million for using her image to promote their body-toning Venus Legacy treatment.
Okay.
So in 2014, back in August of that year, Sophia posted a photo of herself on Instagram getting a treatment. So she's laying on the bed. It looks like there's like a suction cup like on her butt or something.
Okay.
Somewhere down lower. Anyway, the company saw the post and then used that photo without Sophia's permission in booths all around the world as well as their website with captions like, loved by bombshell actress Sofia Vergara.
Ooh, yeah, you can't do that if she's not signed up on board. I mean, yeah, it just doesn't work that way. She's done you a solid there by giving you a plug for free on Instagram.
Yeah.
And could have regrammed it, could have popped it up on Facebook saying, hey, look what Sofia Vergara just posted.
Totally.
We didn't even pay her. That's how good we are.
And don't quote her because the final blow for this company.
Oh, God.
Sophia is now saying she didn't actually like the treatment at all and found it, quote, a waste of time and money with little in the way of any results.
Ooh, that's rough. I still think she's dreaming if she thinks she's getting $15 million.
I know. Maybe it's like scare tactics. Like, you know what? don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
That's
I'd be surprised
allowed.
If she didn't get something.
Mm-hmm.
But $15 million would probably sink that company.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd be very surprised if...
It's a no-no, guys.
If she got one,
mm-hmm.
maybe,
mm-hmm.
$15 ain't going to happen.
No.
Amber, a gentleman in the UK has done something. He's done his bit for film censorship. Basically, the film censorship boards in most countries aren't... Filmmakers aren't big fans of them because they're set up independently with the best of intentions,
mm-hmm.
but their rule they don't really have clear cut rules.
But what do they do? What?
Well, they will give a classification to a film. They'll say this is PG rated, this is M rated, this is MA.
Okay.
And that rating will go on to determine how many people can legally see their film.
Uh-huh.
The difference between a movie getting an MA rating and an M rating means millions of dollars basically
right. okay.
to them. And when you don't have a clear-cut set of rules, it's pretty hard to make a film to fit into the category.
What is the difference between M? So mm-hmm. M stands for mature audiences.
Yeah.
What does MA stand for?
MA is, it's again, mature audiences, but it's 15 or 16 plus.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it could have a whole lot of nudity. It could have a lot of swearing, a lot of violence.
Okay.
The difference between M violence and MA violence is a lot of blood.
I feel like that'd be a really hard job.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're an adult and you're like, oh, that didn't bother me too much. But then you've got to think about 13-year-olds.
They're also typically pretty conservative people doing it,
yeah.
I believe.
Mm.
So they're like, what? Jesus wouldn't like this. Okay, calm down. Just slap an M on it then. So this bloke in the UK, what he did was he set up a crowdfunding thing. And what he wanted to do was submit the most boring film possible to the classification board just so they had to watch it.
That's awesome.
So what he did, he was going to make a film called Paint Drying. Now, to submit it to the board, you have to, for every minute of footage you've got to pay £8.51.
What?
So for every £8.51 people pledged to him, he tacked another minute onto this movie. In the end, the film Paint Drying, which is, spoilers, exactly what you think it is, it was over 10 hours long.
What?
So two poor people who were just doing their job had to go to work and watch a 10-hour film called Paint Drying and then give it a classification.
Classification of B for bloody boring.
Yeah, oh God, they wouldn't say that. Good gracious. Mm. But they did give it a, yep, it's fine for everyone to watch. No violence, no nudity, no swearing, just paint drying.
Yeah, but I mean, out of 10 stars, guys, what do you want to give that film?
Well, it
say about a 7.
It is what it delivers. It doesn't bury the lead.
Billo, so by now we know that One Direction have gone on a hiatus.
Yeah, having 18 months off,
mm-hmm.
and people are speculating that this is just easing the fans into the idea of One Direction not existing anymore.
Totally.
They reckon this hiatus may be ongoing.
Look, I'll be the first one to say I was wrong. If in 18 months they come back and they bring out a new album,
yep.
announce a new tour, whatever, I'll say, oh, well, I was wrong.
Yep.
I fully thought they were going to break
up. That's right. That's the thing with speculation. Every now and then you've got a backpedal.
Yeah. So One Direction have dropped a surprise music video for their song History.
Okay.
After announcing their hiatus.
Take I don't know this song.
To the song.
Okay.
Pretty cool, right?
Fun one.
So the track is from their fifth album, the first album without Zayn Malik.
Yep.
But he is in the music video.
So oh, really?
It's an emotional clip that features footage from the early days of the band, including like when they were first on X Factor in the UK.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes shots of Zayn and the boys while on tour. And it ends with all the band members walking away from each other, waving, and
ooh.
Like the whole thing's in black and white. It's so cool. I'll tweet out the link and you can watch it for yourself for all my One Directioners.
I haven't seen the video. When you say all of them walking away, waving, are they waving to the camera, as in the audience, or
each
waving to each other?
Oh.
Yeah. Make of that what you will. You'll definitely want to check out that video.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a follow on Twitter at 99.5StarFM, at Amber Wheatland, and at Billows On Air. Amber, in your humble opinion, what is the scariest movie of all time?
Oh, look. Like my...
The scariest movie of all time. You don't even have to enjoy it. Just It makes you squirm.
Saul was like squirmy, but that's less scary and more gory,
gross.
I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
My favorite's probably Sinister.
Okay.
Sinister 2's just about to come out or is out.
Either way, you're wrong.
I'm sure I am.
The scariest movie of all time, Amber, is of course The Labyrinth, starring David Bowie.
Oh, wow.
It is terrifying. I don't care if people say it's a kid's movie. That movie is terrifying.
When was the last time you watched it?
When I was an adult.
So
I'd suppressed it. I'd forgotten about it. Yeah, probably mid-20s. Terrifying.
And you were scared.
And I'm not even going to start on David Bowie's tight pants package combo. Equally terrifying.
Go Davey.
Well, rumour is... Well, it's not a rumour anymore. There was talk that there was going to be a reboot of The Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was on the back of David Bowie passing away in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The person who has been... who has been hired to write The Labyrinth reboot, has come out to say a couple of things. First of all, it's not a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a sequel, a continuation of the story.
Mm-hmm.
She's also said that she's a big fan of the movie and has been her whole life. It's her favourite movie.
Yeah.
And she definitely wants to build on the legacy. She doesn't want to do it wrong. She wants to have an art. She's got an artistic vision and she wants to get it right.
Okay.
She also wants to clear up that I should... say her name, really, shouldn't I? It is Nicole Perlman, who I believe had was one of the writers on Guardians of the Galaxy a couple of years ago. She's also said, this isn't just, well, David Bowie died, we should probably remake The Labyrinth.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She said she's been in talks with Henson, Jim Henson's company, since 2014. She said the last thing she wants to do is think people think that she's trying to cash in on David Bowie passing away. And from the sound of it, I believe her. But yeah, at this point, we could be getting a sequel in the next couple of years to the scariest movie of all time. Have you seen The Labyrinth?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you find it as terrifying as I do?
Because you're scared of, like, scary movies.
He's
like
the Goblin King. He comes in the night, steals a baby, and takes it to some fantastical world where there's terrifying creatures. There's a pit that's nothing but hands, Amber.
Billows.
The Molestation Pit, I believe it's called.
It's a movie, mate. You're getting yourself all worked up over a movie.
That movie, I don't know what it did to me as a child, but if anyone leaves me alone with that movie, there will be a billow-sized hole in your wall. I will never watch that garbage again.
I got a bit of leverage.
Don't leave me alone with David Bowie.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
As we know, Mariah Carey and James Packer are engaged.
Yes.
Man, that's a rich family.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
But to be fair, that James Packer could be marrying someone homeless and it'd still be a pretty rich family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now they're moving in together in a massive mansion in the gated community of Calabasas in LA.
I thought that they'd just have a little humble two-bedroom. No, they're going with the mansion. Interesting.
No. Get this. $250,000 per month.
Wow. Oh, they're renting.
For their house. Yeah.
They're renting?
It's so weird, right? That's really weird.
Look, I understand it's someone like that renting a car because that's going to lose value.
Mm-hmm.
But it blows my mind that someone like James Packer would drop, what does that equate to? $3 million a year in rent.
Well, maybe because is her residency up? Like, she was living in Vegas. She had a residency there.
Yeah.
Maybe now that's up. They're renting in LA, waiting to, maybe they're, like, house hunting?
Oh, no.
For something to buy? Maybe. I have no idea, but it is so weird. $250,000 per month.
In rent?
In rent.
That blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. It has its own movie theatre.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
And spa. Apparently, the couple are holding off on the wedding because Mariah's fully not divorced yet from Nick Cannon.
Well, he's not divorced either.
Mm. James Packer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Jim in the house, you say?
Yeah.
Reckon old Jimmy P's getting down there a bit?
Well, now that he has a gym, I'm sure he maybe.
Yeah.
What? It's also got a movie theatre.
I reckon he might spend a bit more time in there, just quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn maker. Amber, there's a new piece of Aussie clothing that's hitting the market soon, apparently.
Mm.
And I'm not entirely sold on it.
Of course you're not.
I can't. Oh, you. You don't know what I'm about to say.
I don't know. Is it practical for our Australian way of life?
Well, some would say yes, but, you know, practicality versus looking like a tool.
Okay, cool.
This is the compromise one might have to make.
Okay.
And but this bloke who came up with this, he was out and he was sanding his deck. And deck, D-E-C-K.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we get it.
Just making sure everyone was on the same page. He was doing that and he's like, oh, he's in his bluey, his singlet.
Mm-hmm.
Won't call it what other names it has.
No, that's a terrible other name for it.
But he's like, you know what would make this singlet fantastic? If it had a collar.
So his neck was getting protected.
Well, I think he might have a tinge of ginge in him, so maybe he's just like, yeah, I'm just getting a bit much sun.
I love that.
A tinge of ginge. Uh-huh. And so he's going, you know what would make this amazing? If it had a collar in it.
But being sun smart isn't just for people with tinges of gingers or gingers in general.
No, certainly
I mean,
not.
People should be sun smart no matter what.
I'm just saying, I've got a photo of this gentleman, mm-hmm. and look, he's not full ranger, but he appears to have a tinge of ginger.
So he's half ranger like me.
Yeah, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to show you the picture of when he's got this contraption under a jacket, and he looks quite smart. I'll give him that, okay? So I'm going to cover that. Looks quite smart, wouldn't you agree?
Well, I can't see it because you're... Okay, yep. Yeah, I mean, he's wearing a sweater followed by a blazer.
With a white shirt under them all.
Yeah.
That sweater you're talking about, Amber, isn't a sweater at all. It's a shearing singlet. And he's sewed in... He's ripped the sleeves off a white shirt and sewn in...
That's actually, like, really clever.
But can you imagine seeing someone wearing it?
Who cares? Like, if you're sanding your deck...
But he's talking about getting knocked back from pubs and stuff because he's wearing a singlet and wearing that instead. Not with the jacket. Just going, I've got you, mate. You're saying I can't come in with a singlet, but I have to wear a collar. Ha! Got you, Mr. Bouncer.
I think that's incredibly clever. Like, how's no one thought of this before?
Here's a scenario,
amazing.
Emma. Your boyfriend comes home wearing that and says, come on, doll, we're going out for dinner.
I let my boyfriend wear whatever he wants to wear. I don't care.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to join him out while he wears it.
You know, I might secretly in my head hate it.
Yeah. But... Would you secretly in your head hate that? Be honest.
If my boyfriend was wearing it?
You'd probably be like, oh my God, you look so great. Why didn't someone else think of this? You're the worst. Why can't you support me just once? Amber, I've got 985 followers on Twitter.
Whoop-de-doo.
You know
good
how much,
for you.
You know how much money that makes me?
Zero.
Absolutely zero. You know how many Oprah's got, Amber?
No.
Just shy of 31 million.
Whoa, is she like the most followed person on Twitter or what?
I don't think so. I think it might be, I want to say Bieber maybe?
Makes sense.
I can't remember. It's someone
but
I don't particularly care about.
Everyone loves Oprah.
I'm sort of indifferent to her. I don't hate her by any stretch.
I'll take that back.
Yeah.
People that love Oprah.
Oh, yes.
Are bonkers for Oprah.
Yes, most certainly.
And then everyone else is pretty indifferent. Right?
Yeah, like, she's great at what she does, but I don't think I've ever watched a full episode of one of her shows.
Oh, my God, I love it. But there's 31 million people that are like...
Just waiting to see what she says next. She is, you may not know, the biggest shareholder of Weight Watchers, Amber.
Right.
She has 6 million shares in Weight Watchers. Yesterday, she tweeted... This is the tweet. I'm looking at it right now. Eat bread, lose weight. What? Hashtag come join me and then a link to Weight Watchers.
Right.
Because she is the majority shareholder of Weight Watchers and because she tweeted that.
About bread. People who are dieting.
Oh, miss
that
bread.
That would have really pricked their little ears up, right?
It certainly did. She basically doubled the share price of Weight Watchers shares with one tweet. So that one tweet made her $12 million.
My God.
Now, in the scheme of things, Oprah's a billionaire, so that's chump change. But still, she probably didn't even actually press the keys to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it made her $12 million.
She's a smart, smart businesswoman.
That, to make $12 million, Amber, that's US as well.
In one tweet.
17 million Australian.
I am interested about this bread in all seriousness, though.
Well, you can join
Weight
Watchers.
I don't need Weight Watchers. Excuse you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you want, if you want to click the link,
is it a carb-free bread?
I don't think that's a thing.
No,
I have no idea. I'm not clicking the link. She's got enough money. I'm just going to eat regular Helga's. It's better. Amber, I love just fantasizing somewhat about, you know, VIP packages for various bands.
Sure.
Like how great they could be if you could afford them.
I know.
But I'd never be able to justify the cost for pretty much any of these.
Okay.
I mean, if they resurrected Tupac, then maybe. Apart from that.
They semi-did that once upon a time at Coachella.
I can't do a meet and greet with a with a hologram. Amber, Guns N' Roses have got back together. Well, you've got Axl and you've got Slash on the same stage, mm-hmm. which no one thought would ever happen again.
Right.
So Guns N' Roses fans are going a bit rabid at the moment.
Yeah.
And rightly so. This is a pretty big thing in rock history. The VIP package, mm-hmm. if you want to go see them, for $2,500.
That's...
Oh, okay. So for $2,500, you will get assigned to a poster.
Cool.
A photo of you taken on the stage before the show.
Oh, so they haven't even, like, sweat or spat on the stage
yet? No, not unless they were there the night before.
Damn.
And a dinner buffet.
Oh.
You will also get front row seats. The first 10 row seats. Now, there's a problem with that in this instance because... the first 10 rows are behind the general admin. So the people that are just paying for standing are getting a better view of the stage than you are after paying $2,500.
What?
So it's a little bit ridiculous. So $2,500.
I mean, and like a signed poster.
Signed poster?
Whoop-de-doo.
That's right. I'm not 11.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do with that?
Do we have any stickers as well? Please.
Guns N' Roses, please.
Mm.
The most notable absence from this VIP package, if you can call it that, there's no meet and greet.
What?
$2,500 and you're not meeting Slash, you're not meeting Axl Rose or any of the others mm-hmm. who you don't really care about, let's be honest. All you're getting is the signed poster, the photo on stage, a good seat when general admin are getting better views of the stage.
Yeah.
And a meal.
Okay.
$2,500?
You'd want to read the T's and C's before you drop $2,500
yeah.
on...
like, I can imagine a rabid Guns N' Roses fan doing that if you got to meet them.
If you got to meet them.
I would completely understand that.
Ugh.
But is anyone going to buy that?
Slash was playing at a bar... in Anaheim when I was in the States last year. And we were like, oh my God, Slash is here.
That's cool.
As if, like, we missed that. And then we go up to the ticket thing and they're like, oh, he's probably got about 15 minutes left.
Yep.
And we were like, gah! And the tickets were $30 and she wasn't going to, like, let us sneak in for the last 15 minutes. And I was like, well, I'm not paying $30 to see 15 minutes of...
She wouldn't let you sneak in, but she knew it was a charity, right? Oh, no, they're running a for-profit business. I can't believe they wouldn't let you in.
For 15 minutes, like, would you pay $30 for 15 minutes?
Well, it's not whether I'd pay for that. It's you're annoyed that she wouldn't let you in for free when you weren't willing to pay for it.
I would totally let someone, like, 15 minutes, like, just sneak on through there and I wave to the bouncer, like, oh, just let these girls
through. Yeah, just let everyone in who just wants to see 15 minutes.
Star FM. Billows, it's been 15 years since Zoolander.
Oh, my God, has
Ben
it?
Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson.
Will Ferrell.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's
15 years.
Feeling really old over here. Back in my day when Zoolander 1 came out.
Okay, so Zoolander 2.
We take some toffees to the cinema.
Oh, my God. I can't even. Zoolander 2 coming out soon. Zoolander 2 premiered earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Very long time between...
drinks.
Drinks.
Between ridiculously good-looking drinks.
obviously, everyone's doing the rounds. Everyone's interviewing Ben Stiller. Like,
yep.
He's relevant again all of a sudden. It's amazing.
Well, calm down. He didn't go away.
Heidi Klum was on the project and turns out she's a bit of a scatterbrain. Take a listen.
Of course, you had a cameo in the first film. We were speaking to Ben Stiller on the show last night.
Now, someone told me that last night because I completely forgot. I went down the red carpet, but they were saying, how great that you were in Zoolander 1. And I'm like, I was not in Zoolander 1.
You were?
And they said, yes, you were. And I'm like, no, I wasn't. I wasn't Devil Wears Prada. And then afterwards, you know, my publicist said to me, yes, you were the Luena one. I'm like, no, I wasn't. So someone actually pulled it up and showed it to me. I completely forgot.
You forgot
see what happens
you
when you have four children? Yeah.
Turns out, she said she doesn't have a speaking part in Zoolander 1. Like,
yeah.
I guess she was just there being beautiful Heidi Klum, but...
Well, I can't remember her being in it, but I mean, if she was just at a fashion show or something, it'd just blend into every other fashion show she's been to.
Right? It would be like every year when she goes to New York Fashion Week.
Every now and then, like, we'll interview some people occasionally, and sometimes I'll forget, someone will be talking about something like, I might have interviewed them at one point. Phone interviews make it hard to remember, I feel. I'll remember people I've met physically in the flesh, but Jesus, I don't think I've ever forgotten being in a major motion picture.
And, like, this isn't a brag.
This is going to be amazing.
Guy Sebastian, who's about to play right now, I've interviewed him, and unless we were just talking about that, I would have totally forgotten.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Give it up. This is Scoopla. The Grammys are about 2 weeks away.
Oh, exciting.
We already know that Adele, of course, Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd are set to perform on the night.
Mm-hmm.
Some new artists have just been revealed. Ellie Goulding.
Okay.
She's great.
Yes.
Andra Day.
Don't know who that is.
I don't know either. They're set to perform together. Sorry if I'm getting her name wrong. No. Andra Day.
I'm not going to...
Tori Kelly and James Bay. You remember James Bay from...
Yeah, so Holding Back the River?
Let It Go.
Oh, was he Holding Back the River as well?
No, that was... Hozier?
I don't know.
I can't remember. And Carrie Underwood and Sam Hunt.
Okay.
So we've got three duos.
Nice.
I
hope there's some surprise acts at the Grammys. I love when they do that, when someone that you are not expecting comes out with someone current. It blows my mind every time.
Okay, so Adele's performing, right? We know her song Hello, absolutely massive.
Yes.
I don't think she'll perform that song at the Grammys.
Why not?
Unless she performs too. I have a feeling that she'll do, hopefully, another song from her album, possibly When We Were Young.
What are you basing this on?
Well, I think, like, you know, she's done the rounds. Hello, it's like her whole, out of her whole album.
Yeah.
Most people would have, well, not most people, but heaps of people have heard Hello over and over and over and over.
Yeah, and as if you'd be mad not to do it at the Grammys.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
you
maybe
can have such a big audience.
Actually, let's just forget about the awards and Adele can just play.
That's called an Adele concert. That's different. This is an awards night.
Oh, my God. I hope she comes to Australia. This, like, went in a totally different direction to how I... Sorry. I'm so in love with Adele.
I'm surprised you were able to turn this onto Adele. I'm not surprised in the slightest. I'm surprised Bieber didn't get a mention.
What? This is about Adele.
You're a bit of a...
Belieber.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Sure. Amber, did you see on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram yesterday, there was a picture doing the rounds, a snapshot of a tweet, which was of the front seat of a car with two giant bags of nuggets. And it said, today was my last day working Burger King, so I took all their nuggets.
No.
Okay.
Missed it.
I definitely saw this one. I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny. I like that. It got 35,000 retweets yesterday, Amber.
Mm-hmm. So we're supporting theft now? Is that what we're doing?
Wow. In this tiny little room, I didn't realise we could fit the fun police. Yet here we are.
Sorry.
Well, I'm going to get to the point of this one.
Yeah.
What actually happened is we got trolled by an 18-year-old.
Oh.
The real story is he just was told by his manager to go to another Burger King, grab a couple of bags of nuggets so that Burger King could continue to operate. Oh. What he was doing... He's actually pretty genius. This kid's 18 years old. Here's the quote from him. I realise that the media just jumps and attacks anything that they see to try to get attention and fame for the network. It's pretty pathetic, honestly. This kid's 18.
So what?
He's already figured it out.
What you're saying is not everything on the internet is real.
Amber.
What?
You know the rule. Between the hours of 6 and 9, everything on the internet is real. After that, I expect fact-checking to be done wherever possible. I'm that guy on anyone's social media who will post a link saying what you're posting isn't real and you're an idiot. What's that? It costs how much to house refugees? Ah, that's the worst. Lie. It's not that much and you're an idiot.
You turned a fun story about nuggets into serious sad stuff, which hurts my heart.
Well, we had the fun police in here already. I just cleaned it all up. Amber, one of the things about being in our job position is that a lot of people know what's going on in your personal life. I mean, we put a lot of it out there.
Yeah.
I think in the last week, I've never had so many people ask me how my bowel movements are. On Friday, we did a bit of a... It was Hot Sauce Day, National Hot Sauce Day.
Yes,
and I tried this crazy poop the bed hot sauce.
Yes.
And since then, a lot of people have viewed that video on our Facebook page.
You can check it out now. It's still up there. If you haven't seen it, the video from Friday is still available, 99.5 Star FM on Facebook.
But I feel that I should probably, you know, let people know how I went because, trust me, Amber, if the people on the street are to be believed... People are interested to know how my bed is.
Yeah, thank you. Also, because I was asked numerous times over the weekend about your bowel movements as well. And I'm like, I don't know. As far as I know, he didn't legit poop the bed because I feel like that would have warranted like a message, like a confession message, like Amber, oh, I did it.
Well, here's the thing. If you ate it for dinner when I imagine you're supposed to eat it, the bed might have had some problems. I had it for breakfast, so at about 11:30 here at work, look, I'm not going to get into detail, just going to say there was a bit of a sting, which I'm glad was only once. It wasn't fun, I don't need to do it again, I'm glad that we did it though, please stop asking me how my bed is.
Also, please stop asking me how Billows' bed is.
Feel free to keep asking Amber. I know she's used to asking, answering all sorts of questions about me. Feel free to do that. Bed is fine. I have recovered. We don't need to do any more hot sauce. Though I would like to do more food challenges.
Okay.
So, what have you got? Give us a call. Hit us up on Twitter. Whatever. I want more food challenges.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Tyra Banks is a supermodel.
Yes.
Businesswoman. The host of America's Next Top Model.
Mm-hmm.
And now she can add mother to that list. Yes, her and her Norwegian photographer boyfriend, Erik Asla, welcomed a baby boy into the world.
Ah, mazel tov.
Yes. Want to know his name?
Sure do.
York Banks Asla.
York.
So, yeah, York being the first name.
Yeah, you know I'm going to comment. Not a fan.
No, I didn't. Like, you're so, like, hot and cold with baby names. Sometimes I think, I reckon Billows is really going to like this name, and then you don't.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm not discriminatory. Like, when you first told me York, I didn't know whose baby it was. It's just, hope that's not a friend of yours, because not a fan.
Totally.
It sounds like a Yorkshire Terrier.
So
that's what I think of.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah.
Like
or
a
Yorkshire pudding.
Puppy.
And I don't even know what that is.
Me either.
Yeah.
So Tyra shared the news with her fans via Instagram, posting the photo of her and her boyfriend with the caption, "The best present we worked and prayed so hard for is finally here." The couple had the baby via surrogate, so for a really long time, Tyra has struggled to get pregnant. She says, "As we thank the angel of a woman who carried our miracle baby boy for us, we pray for everyone who struggles to reach this joyous milestone."
That's really nice. I really like that. I'm glad that she was able to find a way to have a child after she wasn't able to herself.
Yeah.
That's awesome news.
She's opened up in the past about the fertility struggles and, like... How,
it's got to be hard.
I know. My heart goes out to everyone out there that's all you want. That's like...
It's got to be hard. I mean, you see how many accidental pregnancies happen and then there's people who really want one, really struggle, pour in so much time, energy, money.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work. It's heartbreaking, like you said.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of Tyra...
Yep, she made
it
work.
Glad that her dreams of being a mother finally came true.
Yes. Amber, let me set the scene for you. You're 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You're at Merbein Primary.
Yeah.
And the morning is dragging a little bit.
Ugh.
You're like, this class
lunchtime
is boring.
Yet?
Yeah, that's right. Might even be, let's even set it a little bit more. It's raining outside, so...
I can't even go and play Foursquare.
That's right. And then out of nowhere, a bird flies in the classroom! Every kid in there loses their mind.
Yes.
You're opening windows. Some are closing them because they want it to stay in there.
Some girls are screaming. I would have been screaming. I'm terrified of birds.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
It's pandemonium, isn't it?
Yes.
When a bird flies in the classroom.
Yes.
Then imagine this school in New Jersey when the kids are sitting around eating their lunch and then someone goes, oh, gross. Jimmy's got a lizard in his salad. And this is no... This is a pretty sizable lizard. This isn't just a little drop tail. Look at this thing.
Oh, it's a beautiful lizard.
It is a good-looking lizard. It looks like it's fresh out of a rainforest.
Yeah.
Well, apparently old Jimmy's lunch had been in the fridge for a few days, and he hadn't noticed that there was a lizard in it.
Aww. So, was it like a sibling prank?
No, I have no idea. When I started reading this article, I was thinking, someone's about to get sued. Dear salad makers, there's a lizard in here. I could have rather...
Perfect, though. Like, what a good way to break up maths class.
Yes. Well, you're close. Instead of suing, what they did is they made it the official mascot of their science class.
Clever.
They kept it. They made a little terrarium for it. And instead of living in the fridge where kids, heads up, lizards are cold-blooded, they don't like the fridge.
Mm.
And he'd been in there for 3 days.
Instead of, you know, living in the wild, he's now living in captivity. That sounds less exciting, doesn't it?
I knew you'd suck the fun out of this. As soon as I started, our new old constable of the fun police was going to roll in.
Billows, I have never been a big Tinderer.
In my single days, I was.
Yeah.
Quite a fan.
It's pretty normal, I think. Yeah. Like, you know.
Most certainly.
I don't know.
It's revolutionising the hookup culture that we live in, Amber.
Mmm.
That wasn't an opinion. That was just a noise.
Yeah. So I don't know heaps about it. It's only like
it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's just been a bit of hearsay. Like sometimes, like if one of my friends was ever on it, you know, look over and she looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm living Tinder vicariously through my friends.
Yes.
If you want to have the best experience on Tinder,
okay,
a study's been done. Got a study.
Who is studying this? I need to know a source before you even go any
according
further.
According to new data from Nielsen, provided to the Huffington Post.
Oh, Nielsen is actually pretty respectable.
Yeah, well, they've just got, like, peak times.
Okay.
So, 9 p.m.
Yep.
is, like, ideal time when most people are using Tinder.
Yep, just winding down before bed, mm-hmm. just a few swipes.
Yes.
Still enough time that if you do get a match, you can still drop a message or two.
Yeah. It's not too late. No one's going to get too cross. I wouldn't be cross if I got a message at 9 o'clock.
No.
10:30, I'd be like, oh, this is late.
Yeah, 9 o'clock usually safe shooting Amber a message or giving her a call. Anywhere between 1 and 7 p.m., you run the risk of her being asleep.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, the company also tracked OkCupid.
Okay.
Which is also an online dating site, mm-hmm. and found that 9 p.m. was also the hottest time.
Yeah. People are just doing this gear before bed.
Nine, and maybe they're laying in bed, just having a little swipey swipes.
They go, yeah, what a great day. I'm going to see you today. Tomorrow it's going to be even better. Oh, I just got into bed and I'm all on my own.
Oh, I better get on Tinder.
Better get on Tinder, see if we can get a few matches.
That's right.
9 p.m.'s the time for it, single people. Get on it.
You're welcome. Billows, just short of Barbie's 57th birthday.
Oh, she's looking pretty good for 57.
Yeah.
I think she's had some work done.
I agree.
I think she's mostly plastic. Am I right, guys?
All that peroxides. No, she's just weeks away from turning 57, and Barbie has just had the biggest makeover yet.
Okay. They've made her body somewhat achievable. Nope, too far. Sorry, that's on me.
Actually, Billows.
Yes?
Not only do Barbies come now in different skin colours and hair colours, she also has 3 different body types.
Okay.
So we've got tall, petite and curvy. I'm going to show you a picture now of the different types of Barbies.
Okay, so, there is one there that has... your frizzy African style of hair. That's mm-hmm. cool. She's got a bit of an afro going on.
Mm-hmm.
A slightly shorter one.
Yep. I assume to be the petite one.
I think that's a fairly safe assumption.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably need a side view of the curvy one because she doesn't look that curvy to me.
She definitely is curvier than Barbie normally comes.
Compared to 6'7" Barbie, yeah.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I mean, if the tall Barbie... Barbie's already tall.
Yes.
If she was a human, she'd be like 7 foot tall.
Yes, that's right.
And they've made like a tall
Oh, surely.
Other one?
Oh, so she's even taller.
So I don't know if she's even taller, but you know what? I think these three different styles of Barbies.
Yes.
It's a big step.
It's a step in the right direction,
I mean,
most
it's
certainly.
Been nearly 60 years of, like,
of unachievable
blonde,
body
unachievable,
standards.
Tiny waist, long, skinny legs, whatever. So these new models will be sold alongside the original Barbie.
Yep.
And are available online from today.
That is really cool. Yeah, no, Barbie definitely needs a lot more diversity.
Yes.
Because, yeah. You know, I mean, you know what, Mattel? Not only white kids buy toys.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, throwing it out there.
This is Scooper.
Okay. So we know Jay-Z's streaming service Tidal.
Is that still around?
Yes.
Huh. Wonder how much he's sunk into that so far and lost.
Tidal has accidentally...
Oh, God.
...leaked Rihanna's album Anti yesterday.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it was an accident. Yeah.
I did glaze over an article saying that Beyonce's purposely leaked, accidentally leaked the thing. Anyway, Rihanna's hit back by officially releasing the album for free for 24 hours to her fans.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. You know, like, make the best out of a situation, right? So fans apparently just didn't sleep. They spent 13 hours just listening to that, 13 tracks. Rihanna covered Australian band Tame Impala's song.
Oh, that's cool.
Fans have labelled her a pioneer of our time. Say that okay. This album is incredibly soulful and versatile. And Rihanna has responded to fans by saying, "You guys legit made me the happiest girl in the world. I'm so grateful that you appreciate the hashtag anti album. It's the most rewarding feeling." This album's been very anticipated by Rihanna fans.
Yeah.
They're like, they've been predicting like what day she's going to bring it out. And they're trying to like tee up the dates on the calendar and make it make sense. And I'm like, she'll just bring it out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just sit tight. Figuring it out isn't going to get it here any quicker.
That's right.
Can I tell you a little trick to know whether something has been leaked or not?
Yeah.
If it's been actually leaked, not just, oh, whoops-a-doodle, we popped it on Jay-Z's rubbish streaming service a day early.
Mm-hmm.
If it shows up on the Pirate Bay before anywhere else, it's legit leaked.
Okay.
That's the way you check.
The thing, like, if this album, Anti, is only available on Tidal,
yep.
You've got to think about how many diehard Rihanna fans there are.
Yep.
That would get Tidal to get Rihanna's new album.
Yeah,
it's
don't know,
actually
would they?
Pretty clever. I think
is
so.
It, but you just said she's making it for free download for 24 hours. Or is it just free streaming?
It might be
for
like
hours?
A free stream okay. for 24 hours. Because if it was a free download for 24 hours, then there would be zero money ever made from the album.
Well, I thought that's what you were saying.
No, like I.
Because a lot of bands will do a pay what you feel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll do. You can have it for free if you want. You can give us $5, you can give us $30, whatever you feel is fair.
I don't know. I'm just like so illiterate with that stuff. I just listen to the radio.
It's a lot easier. I'd be surprised. As in, so they've got it primarily on Tidal.
Mm-hmm.
You can't download it, pay money on iTunes.
Look, I can't confirm nor deny
okay.
that. I don't know.
I'd be surprised. That's all I'm
yeah.
saying.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.